Do you have a name for something, say, on a portable water container that the water comes out of?
A spigot.
Wow.
Spout. Same thing.
Okay. All right, say if it's the winter time and you go in to turn on your water and nothing comes out, you might say, oh boy, it looks like
the pipes are frozen.
And they might actually
burst.
Okay. What about the big old thing that Flower probably she was shipped in years ago? Great big thing made out of.
Oh, you mean edible flour?
Right.
A barrel.
Yeah, okay. You say it was something that looks like a barrel, but it's smaller.
A keg.
And those metal things that go around the barrel.
That's a stage, isn't it?
No.
Hook.
Yeah,
the stage are the things that go up and down.
Right, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever take those and play with them when you were a child?
I sure did.
Just
I used to get in the barrel and roll over and over and over. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
have a little curved piece on the wire and roll it down from there.
Okay. All right, and this is something that you would use to, if you were pouring some liquid into a narrow mouth bottle, you might use one of these.
Funnel.
Sure, okay. And back in the days where people rode buggies around, they cracked these things.
Buggy whip.
Okay.
I've had one cracked at me one time.
Right.
Of course, it didn't hit me.
What about something that, 25 pounds of flour would come in nowadays at the grocery store.
Flour sack.
Flour sack, okay. And then there's the thing that, you know, the grocery boy puts your stuff in that you carry home.
Buggy?
Well,
oh, bag?
Get, sure.
And grocery bag.
Out of
paper. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What, is it, to you, is there any difference between a bag and a sack?
No.
Same thing. Now, this is either a bag or a sack that's made out of rough cloth. You know, kind of coarse material.
Jute, croaker sack,
right.
Burlap.
Croaker sack.
Yeah.
You ever heard people around here use the word toe sack for croaker sack?
Yes.
Honey sack.
Now that's mostly in Alabama where they say toe sack. My sister married a man from Alabama. That's
right.
The reason I said that.
Whereabouts in Alabama?
What was the place of Alabama?
Newport.
No. I can't remember the name now.
All right. Say around here, if a farmer was taking some corn to the mill to be ground, you know, talking about the amount, did he take it one time? He'd say he's going to take a what?
A peck or a bushel, whatever he wants.
Okay. Around here, have you ever heard people use the word turn, a turn of corn?
Mm-hmm. A turn of wood.
Now, what would they mean by that?
I mean an armful.
Just the amount you could carry at one time.
Mm-hmm.
No specific amount.
No specific amount.
Same thing for corn.
Oh.
Okay. All right, this is just for pronunciation. That thing right there that's giving off the light, you call that a
light bulb.
Okay. All right, what about the thing that you would take out your wet clothes in to hang them up on the line?
Clothes hamper.
Or
basket.
Yeah, that's what I want. Okay. The thing that you would stick in a bottle to keep liquid from spilling out.
The cork. Cork stopper.
Okay. You would use those two words together. You're going to put a cork stopper in the bottle. Would you ever use stopper or cork by itself?
Well, we do occasionally.
But it would mean the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, this is something that you play. It's an instrument. You blow on it and move it back and forth.
A mouth harp. Harmonica.
Okay. You ever hear people leave off the mouth and just call it a harp?
Harp, yes.
That's common. What about a French harp?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay. And this is something that you play by?
Use harp.
Sure. Okay. You play the one with?
No.
All right, a common tool that you would pound nails with, that would be
hammer.
All right.
Claw hammer.
Sure. I'll ask you a few things about a wagon. Say, the long wooden piece that goes between the horses.
That's a tongue.